This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Thursday. What's the weather supposed to be like today? It's hard to tell.
It rained at my house yesterday.
Oh, God, all day. So it was a washout.
Full-on clouds, and there was supposed to be some flyover for first responders, and we had clouds. I don't know if you guys got to see it.
No, I didn't see a flyover, and I was outside
I did
a lot
on my
of the
drive.
Oh, really?
From the station yesterday. Yeah, I was on the freeway, and they were just flying over me.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Was it like the Blue Angel style?
Like them, yeah. But I believe it was the National Guard or something like that.
Oh. It was pretty cool. I mean, it was cloudy, but you were able to see them.
So. Oh, cool!
Yeah,
good.
I guess if they get down below the clouds. But it was miserable yesterday. I mean, just because I feel like I got so much to do, and I just don't. You know, the rain doesn't help me.
You have so much to do.
I got
gardening.
A garden. Yeah.
Oh,
this garden. For the party, I'm not going to be able to throw on 4th of July because I live for my 4th of July party, so I won't be able to have that this year. But I don't care. The yard's going to look amazing. I'll have my own party. I'll just walk around, look at it, this looks great. And then the next day, I'll get out there with my rake again.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Please. Go ahead, clouds.
We've got clouds in the forecast with rain headed our way this weekend. So no change in the weather.
I guess I should be grateful.
More clouds, more rain.
Yeah. I think today I have a friend who got some pot plants.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to help her figure that out.
What does that mean, figure it out?
I mean, you can have
help
so many.
Help her consume it?
No. She got these baby pot plants. And they're, you don't know if they're male or female. I guess they declare themselves later in the year. I don't know what the schedule
from seeds
is.
Then, huh?
I truly do not know. They're in like yogurt containers. So I'm going to guess yes from seeds, not from cuttings. I truly don't know. But I'm hopeful for her that there will be a female in there. Not for no reason. She doesn't even smoke pot. It's weird. But growing things is fun. Anyway, let's get to the trash.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. It's brought to you by hashtag Move California Forward. Everyday Californians are showing ways they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis, as we put our lives back together. You can share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media with the hashtag Move California Forward. And for more information, go to radio.com/Move California Forward. We've got all the info on there. We're going to, this is California strong right here. Boom. You're strong. California. Hashtag move California forward. California. Okay. Singing. I'm going to get the terrible, tragic news out of the way first.
Ay, ay, ay.
It's horrible. You probably saw this story yesterday. It was everywhere. All of a sudden, there was a big news blast. One of the most terrible things about this is you and I were working together when this kid was born. And we were at the old, remember, down at the Embarcadero. And we heard that David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, Nash,
right.
Young, had donated sperm to Melissa Etheridge and her partner at the time, Julie Cypher.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think they had two kids with his sperm. Mm-hmm. I think, did Julie Cypher, was she the one who gave the eggs, though? I think she carried them. I think that's...
I don't know that story.
Yeah.
I do know the David Crosby part of the story, but I don't know who carried the kids or I don't know any of that.
Yeah, I'm not positive. I thought it was her. And anyway, so she and Julie Cypher had a couple kids. One of them, and I think it's the oldest, was named Beckett Cypher. 21 years old. He has died of an overdose. The first thing I saw was Beckett Cypher's dead at 21. No cause of death. No, nothing, you know, like a Twitter, just a quick tweet or something.
Right. The thing I saw, too, led me to believe it could have been anything and possibly coronavirus.
Yes.
And then the next story I saw said exactly what happened.
Yeah, it wasn't long after that Melissa Etheridge released a statement saying it was opioid addiction. So I don't know if that means that he's just a kid who, you know, like other kids, tries lots of drugs just to see what works for them or doesn't work. Or if it was, you know, he was on painkillers. And so I don't know. Opioid addiction comes in. You get there in lots of forms.
Well,
so,
I don't want to, you know, damn kids because,
yeah,
or convict kids of, you know, but kids experiment. Kids feel like they can get away with anything because they haven't had any close calls yet. And especially if you survive, you know, three beers, you feel like, well, I can handle anything. What?
Right.
And you
I'll
start
drink
trying
you under
stuff.
The table.
So I don't know. I have no possible idea, but I'm guessing he just was using whatever was available to him,
yeah.
and it became an obsession, an addiction.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, listen, they say, you know, that it's easy to get addicted to, mm-hmm. and it's the opposite of easy to get off of. You know, and the thing is, too, and I don't know anything about this kid or the way he was raised or any of that stuff, but I do think that, you know, when you know, we've, right here in this little town, there's a lot of rich people. And a lot, you know, that doesn't make you a good person or a bad person, but it does give your kid a lot more options than an average kid. You know, that I know a family who lost a kid the exact same way, like right when he went to college. It was I knew this kid, absolutely tragic, and this is what happened to him. And from a very nice family, you know, we live in a beautiful town. Like, you know, there's like, what could possibly go wrong? You know, that book, Beautiful Boy.
I don't.
They just made it into a movie, that gorgeous kid, Timothy Chalamet, played the kid.
Yeah.
I want to say that's written by a Mill Valley dude. Like,
oh,
his,
really?
About, you know, what happened to his kid and how he tried to save him. You know, it's a, it's terrible. Like, boredom, money, privilege. These things are, you know, they're not great.
Well, and there's also, you know, some people are born with addictive.
Absolutely, Vinny. Some people can try
genetically
things.
Have that in them. And David Crosby is
famously
a junkie.
Yeah.
Like, he may be clean, but
yeah,
but he's still someone who probably can't go anywhere near stuff without.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know what his. I mean, I always assumed it was alcohol because his. Hasn't he gotten two liver replacements?
I believe so.
So there's another way money can help you. Oh, just wear that liver out. We'll get you a new one.
Right.
So anyway, terribly tragic news about Beckett Cypher. Melissa Etheridge's statement is, it's awful. She said, "Today I joined the hundreds of thousands of families who have lost loved ones to opioid addiction. My son Beckett, who is just 21, struggled to overcome his addiction, finally succumbed to it today." Not a whole lot of other details. I mean, that's really everything you need to know right there. Let's see. She's been doing a daily Facebook Live concert, so that's been canceled. "My heart is broken," she said. "We struggle with what else we could have done to save him. And in the end, we know he's out of pain now. I will sing again soon. It's always healed me."
Crosby's life took a dark turn when he became addicted to heroin and cocaine. So he was an alcoholic, but also someone who got into heroin and cocaine as well.
Yeah.
I'm
that
looking
sucks.
At that off of the internet. So if I'm wrong, it's
this. No, I'm sure you're
no surprise.
You know, yeah, I truly didn't know anything about his. I mean, I heard the liver thing. That leads me. But I don't know. Does that other stuff affect your liver, too? Maybe it exacerbated it.
It looks like he had hep C.
Oh.
And that affected his liver.
That'll
and whether he got that from the needle or elsewhere, I don't know.
I think that Beckett is not their eldest. I'm reading here that they had a daughter, Bailey, in 97. That was right when we got together, right here. Julie Cypher and Melissa Etheridge broke up in 2000 when the kids were little. She also has, so Etheridge, I don't know where these kids come from, but she has 13-year-old twins as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there it is. Absolutely tragic. You know, that's something you got to look at in the face and then go, okay, moving on to the next thing. Matt Damon.
Come on, Bryn.
Yeah, Bryn. Come on, you're off your game, man. Quit plumbing. It's ridiculous. Fingers are all sludgy.
We're actually testing something right now.
He's talking to himself over there, smiling and probably in his head, you bastards.
You and Nicole are testing something?
Yeah, well, we're talking about Zoom earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another one that's doable. I think we could use Google Meet because
Google just launched that for free.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, and you don't have to download a program, so you can use it from your browser.
Oh, that's
so I'm just
nice.
Trying to see if that works. I'm actually
and people would be able to jump on because that's the whole point. I mean, what we're doing here is fine for us.
Oh well. The Zoom wasn't necessarily for other people. I wanted to record that so I can play it back on, you know, whatever, have clips of the day.
Oh, all right. Whatever you want to do. I mean, I thought the whole point was...
And share screens because, you know, that way, whatever.
I see. But, so you could pop stuff up in front of us.
So I could show you guys things. You know, how
that'd be really nice for listeners, too, if they were watching. You could put this...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next story. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
There we go. Thank now you. Bryn's back. He thinks we should have been more prepared for this pandemic. He says, basically, if you saw my movie Contagion in 2011, you knew this was coming. He said, anybody who said you couldn't predict this, I mean, just look at Contagion. 10 years ago, we made a movie just talking to experts, asking them how this would look and kind of how this would go down. He, you know, he was filming a movie in Ireland when this all happened. So they were quarantined in like a little idyllic village. Meanwhile, his oldest daughter, it's actually the daughter that, I don't know if he's adopted her or what, but his wife had a kid when they married. And this kid is now, I think she is 21. I'm not seeing her age. Anyway, she's at school. So she was in New York City, and she got coronavirus with all her roommates.
Oh.
And weathered that storm, but he couldn't go to her, and she couldn't come to him. He says she's in New York City. She had it really early on with all her roommates, got through it fine. Everybody's okay. So he's actually trying to be optimistic about the future. He said, you know, I hope some good can come out of all of this. Luckily, this isn't as lethal as it might have been. So maybe this is a really good dry run for the big one that could come. Because these things do
it's
come
pretty
along.
Big, Matt. It's pretty
yeah.
big.
It's big, you know, in that, you know, it's certainly disrupted everything. He says these things do come along every few decades. Best to be ready for it. He was on, I guess in Ireland, their radio is Spin 1083.
All right.
I don't know. Fully charged with Graham and Nathan. So he's there hanging out in this town, and they're like, hey, man, you want to just come on the radio with us every day? Because it sounds like he goes on a lot. He discussed his self-isolation with his family in some place called Dalkey, Ireland. You know, it's boring being in a house, you know?
Yeah.
He was shooting a film on location when the coronavirus lockdown set in. He had to stay there to wait it out. Were you able to grab any clips? Did I even send you this morning? I can't hear you, Bryn. Maybe they're having a conversation.
You. Yeah, I you read most of the stuff that I grabbed, but
oh, okay, then never. That's fine.
But I have a little bit of him talking about his experience there.
Okay.
The
in Dalkey, Ireland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Here it is.
We've got what nobody else has, which is actual live human beings teaching our kids and. You know, all their friends, you know, the schools are all shut down back home and all the kids are doing remote learning. And so we feel guilty. Like we've got this kind of incredible setup in this place, which is, yeah, I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And, even in the lockdown, they're like, you've got to stay, you know, within 2 kilometers of your house. Well, I mean, 2 kilometers of here, there's trees and forest and woods and ocean. And I mean, it's just, I can't think of any place you'd rather want to be in a 2 kilometer radius of.
Basically, they have teachers with them because they were shooting this movie. And
they had
so
tutors with them for their kids.
Were already planning to have their kids out of school. So they got locked down with the teachers.
That's crazy.
He's kind of in a perfect situation.
I'm a teacher and I'm like unlocked. I'm like, oh, great. Everyone else gets to not work. Great.
Well, they're working. Yeah.
No, teachers are working.
I know, but I'm saying, you know, they're in Ireland. They're looking around. Everybody else is on, like, Matt Damon's not working. You know,
right. Well,
they're like, oh, great. Oh, great. So we get to nanny your kids, basically.
Yeah.
Could you make them lunch, too, while you're... We're going to go on our 2 kilometer walk. anyway, there's that. Congratulations, Matt, on a great life. Another Matt. Matt McConaughey. All right, yeah. All right, all right. What's that? Oh,
what's he up to?
Well, he's up to making points. Listen, this guy is, you know, he's got strong feelings about stuff. I tend to agree with him. He's saying basically, it'd be great if we could stop politicizing the coronavirus. Here he's
a few weeks
Fox
ago, about a month
News.
Ago, I could feel that this united purpose we all have as Americans to beat this enemy got hijacked a bit by partisan politics. And all of a sudden the narrative became, if you want to go to work, you're on the far right. If you don't want to go to work and you want to stay home, you're on the far left. And now even the mask wearing is getting politicized, where if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, you're a liberal. And if you don't, you're a conservative. And that's just not true. This is not about politics. It's about us. The USA, and we got to take care of each other right now. We have a collective purpose. This is a tug of war with the virus. We need all hands on the rope if we're going to beat it.
He's not wrong.
No,
if you watch Fox
is.
News, they are the ones who call it a hoax and a conspiracy and go get out there in the world, and they cover the protests with like rah-rahs. That's not the way to handle this. I think Matthew McConaughey said it very well there.
And you said that was him on Fox News?
On Fox News. He went on there and went, hey, guys, could we just all really be in this together? Oh, boy. My mom's going to write me. Don't write me about that, Mom. Remember the talk we had yesterday? Don't do it. We don't talk about that. We only talk about fun things.
Oh, that's so funny.
Is it?
It is, because you guys had such a moment on Mother's Day that I thought, wow, that's going to roll for months.
I still love her, and she's, you know, surprised. She's a very opinionated person.
Right.
I wonder where that came from. In me. I'm much more like her than I care to admit. But I know my limits, and I said, please don't. And also, please don't while I'm on the air. You know? No thanks. Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
If this is true at all, I mean, listen, he's also one of these guys that, like, a little on the delusional side, like, always sure that everybody's out to get him. And maybe people are, you know, look, I don't have Johnny Depp kind of money or Johnny Depp kind of life. So maybe this is all true. Johnny Depp is accusing the UK tabloids of hacking into his phone. Basically, he put a letter together that explains his team has conducted an extensive investigation into this alleged hacking, and he believes that between 96 and 2010, somebody was able to see what was on his phone, hack it in some way to read his text, whatever it was, because he's basically saying there were too many things that were exactly right about things like when his daughter was little, about 7 years old, she had her kidneys failed. That Lily Rose Depp, you know, she's an actress now. And all the details about where, what had happened, where they were, what the, like all things that were super private information. And that, I guess, you know, maybe him and his girlfriend or what a partner at the time, Vanessa Paradis, were talking about. You know, they weren't revealing this stuff to pals who were quoted in these stories. He's like, the only way that this information could have gotten to them is via some kind of hack. He said these details were obviously intrusive and sensitive, and included the stages of pregnancies that, you know, Vanessa was in the midst of. They said that all showed clear surveillance of him and probably, you know, hacking on his phone. He's talking about the 7-year-old daughter's serious illness. And it's this pals thing that's really bugging him. He's like, no, I didn't tell any of my pals. There's no...
Well, I'm not surprised at all. There's big money to be made with stories on celebrities. So why... I have no doubt he probably was hacked. Right. I mean, people can do that. And there's money to be made.
Well, there's clearly money to be made. So now let's see. He has brought legal action against UK tabloids before with libel claims for labeling him a wife beater.
I wish I had access in my dumb brain. I can't remember the story, but isn't there a story from not that long ago in the news about the hacking of God, who was being... And I want to say
people
people
get pictures all the time, right?
It was Murdoch or someone that was sort of behind. I got to look it up.
He's a tabloid guy.
I thought someone had been sued because there was hacking going on a pretty big level.
I wonder what he can get from this. Like, if they can... I mean, I just don't know how they prove it. I mean, just basically showing this happened at this exact time and it's BS that they would ever know about it. But anyway, he's suing US UK tabloids for phone hacking. So I don't know. I mean, but the thing is, too, he's a pretty paranoid dude. So I don't know. But
The News International phone hacking scandal was a controversy involving the now defunct News of the World and other British newspapers owned by Rupert Murdoch. Mm. Private investigators who were illegally providing information to the News of the World were also engaged in a variety of other illegal activities. So
do you think that they could have gotten just like printouts of someone's texts, or is this actual access to a phone that's in your hand? Like how, what is phone hacking? Like, what are they, is it just, I don't, yeah. Anyway, he's convinced
it
happened.
This was from 05 to 07, and they say the paper's phone hacking activities were limited to celebrities, politicians, and members of the British royal family.
Well, he is saying 96 to 2010. So maybe he is part of that whole thing. Yeah. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Dining with mannequins. After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.